I'd like to suggest going back for a minute to the verse that we had in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We talked about the principle of increase, but there's two other principles in that section that I think are important in connection to what we're talking about. The principle of increase is he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. That's a principle of increase. And then there's a principle of intent. And with that, we have in verse 7, it says, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." So there's the intent. And just to connect that, there's a little verse tucked away in Proverbs chapter 22 that is right along the same lines. Proverbs 22, and it's verse 9. And it says, verse 9, Proverbs 22, verse 9, "He who has a generous eye," he who has a generous eye, and the thought there, I understand, in verse 9, is a good eye. So he who has a generous eye, I like the word generous better, "but he who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives his bread to the poor." So there's the thought of intent. And again, it comes back to our motives. And then, so there's the principle of increase, there's the principle of intent. And then I'd also like to suggest there's a principle here of immediacy. And what we mean by that, down in verse, the very next verse, "God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work." That God will supply, that even while you're reaping, or while you're sowing, while you're sowing, you're also reaping. Because it's God who's giving you the sufficiency along the way. So it's a beautiful little three principles here that I think are very instructive and at the same time very encouraging for us to realize that while we're sowing, we can be reaping because God gives grace.
Could you read also Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1, which is about the same idea?
Yeah. 11:1.
Yeah.
"Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days."
I would also like to draw your attention to Philippians 4. Mm-hmm. Philippians 4, verse 11 to 12. There, the coming back to godliness with contentment. We find the great apostle, he says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, there is to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." When you look at that, I have underlined two words in these verses. It says, "I have learned," mm-hmm, "and I have been instructed." Mm. That to me shows one very important thing. Godliness with contentment is not something just given to you by chance. It is something to be learned, something to be exercised with. And you know, our problem is we always compare ourselves with the next door neighbor, with other people. They have more, or if the other one has less, we feel better. But here it says, I have learned in all situations to be content. When we come back to what Steve said, God is the giver of all things. What I have is entrusted to me. Maybe it's given me more or it's given you less. That depends on God. But the question is, what are we with that, what God has given us? Or have we learned the lesson, like the Apostle Paul, to say, "What I have, I'm content." You know, it is nothing more beautiful as to find a Christian who is content. When you look around in this world, nobody is content. Everybody's complaining. No one has enough wages, you know. Everybody says, well, I'm working hard, but I really don't get what I should get. Everybody is seeking after something. And we are living in that world, and it pulls us right in. You know, left and right, we have the same spirit, and we have to be very careful not to be drawn into this, but that we really realize, let us think, all we have is of God. If he has entrusted me this, the more he has given me, the more I'm responsible to administer this, and then to come back to 2 Corinthians 9. What am I doing with this? Am I keeping it for myself, or do I learn to share it? And these are the things which is learned and not earned. This is something we really have to learn step by step.